People ask, how are you supposed to be happy the whole month of Adar? Mishenichnas Adar Marben Besimcha, there's this idea of increasing joy throughout the whole month of Adar, and Rashi says that continues into Nisan. But how are you supposed to increase your joy throughout the whole month? Isn't that maybe just Purim, I understand, but for a whole month, for 2 months? Well, there's one common theme about Nisan and Adar, and that is giving. There's more money collected for poor people in the next 2 months than the rest of the year combined. On Purim itself, there's a mitzvah of Mishlach Monos, of giving gifts to our friends. Matanis Levyonim, giving gifts and giving money to poor people. Giving is what makes a Jew happy. When they give, when we share with others, it feels so good because it's so great to be a giver. We're told one of the signs of a Jew is Rachmanim, is to care. Bashanim, we're sensitive. And Goy Mechasolim is we share. Happiness to the Jew is sharing. In the parasha this week, we have the mitzvah of building a Mishkan, to create this place for Hashem's presence, for his Shechina. How does one create this space for Hashem's presence? We know that the Shefa, the bounty of the Jewish people, would come when there was a Shechina, when there was a Mishkan, when there was a Beis Hamikdash. How does one create a space that is worthy of such a thing? Well, the name of the parasha is Terumah, that we all contributed. The pasuk says, "Me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu liboy." Take from anyone who has a heart, someone that volunteers to give. That is the opening to the parasha of building a Mishkan. This is what brings the Shechina to the Jewish people, to be a giver, to be a nadiv. In marriage, we have been taught that ish v'isha, that a husband and wife, they both have the name, the word ish, fire, inside their names. The man has a yud, the woman has a hey. If the zocho, if they succeed, then Hashem's presence is felt. If they're unsuccessful, then the yud and the hey leave and you're left with fire. What does that mean? How does one bring the Shechina, Hashem's presence, into the home? Fire is a term used for destructive forces of conflict, of argument. A relationship that's built on a divas, on giving of what I can do for you, a dedication to one another, there the Shechina is, and you can feel it. A relationship that's about me, then you're left with conflict, because it's two me's. The secret of the Shechina, the secret of bringing Hashem's presence into the home, is by giving and sharing. Giving leaves us with such a great feeling. It's so uplifting. It's so deep. For people that only look out for themselves, who are naturally selfish, that are jealous of others, you can only feel bad for them. The Torah tells us you can do better. Hashem gave us an neshama, brain, intelligence. You can understand that it feels so much better to be a giver. Life can be so beautiful if we don't use our brains and feel how good it is to give. It's so elevating, it's so meaningful, there's nothing like it. And that's what brings the Shechina, and this is what the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan was all about. Purim is about drinking with others. It's sharing time and meals with other people. And similarly, Pesach, the Seder begins by saying, anyone who's hungry should come and eat. And everyone asks, what do you mean, it's too late now? You're going to invite someone, the door's closed. So why do we say that at the beginning of the Seder night? Because Pesach commemorates the Jewish people becoming a nation. It's what we are all about. So we start off with this expression, let the hungry come and eat. Because it's an expression of what it means to be a Jew. The home isn't a place where you hide and escape to. The home is a place where you entertain guests. It's where you give to the world. Because being Jewish is about giving. Jews on Purim, it's so beautiful. People dance together. You dance with people even who you disagree with. And that's how people drink. It's not about getting violent. It's about being happy with one another. It's about recognizing that deep down, all Jews, we may have disagreements, but we're all one. Purim couldn't be a happy day without the mitzvah of Matanis Avinu, we're given to the poor, and Mishlach Monos, of giving presents and gifts to one another. To the Jew, life is about sharing. Life is about caring. Life is about giving. There was a couple that weren't able to have children. They were davening, they were seeing doctors, and year after year, they weren't able to have children. It just wasn't happening. And they knew that Chazal say that if a person raises a child, it's as if it's theirs. And therefore, they decided to adopt one. If they weren't able to have children, they would adopt a child. They had one, they adopted a child, they adopted a second one, and a year later, they adopted a third. This was their way of raising children into the world. And they one day, they get a phone call, and they say, you know, from the agency and say, we really need your help. And if we didn't know you, we probably wouldn't ask you to have another child, but maybe you can take another as well. and the couple, they say, why ask us to take a fourth child? You know, we already have three. And they say, because one of the siblings is connected to this sibling, and we really feel that it really connects well to have them all together. So the husband says, I'll think about it. You know, we're not sure if we're going to be able to do it. So he goes over to his wife and he says, you know, they've just asked us to have a fourth child in the house. So his wife says, well, actually, I'm a bit nervous. I don't know if we're going to have the room. So he says, what do you mean? Like, you know, we can make space. So she says, you don't understand. I've just come back from the doctor. I'm expecting. So he says, okay, fine. You know, one child we're going to have, exciting, beautiful, but we'll make space for another child. We've got enough rooms. And she says, I'm expecting triplets. 2 years ago, this couple made a wedding for their fourth biological child. The reality was they weren't able to have children, but they went above and beyond. And they said, we need to do for others if we're not going to have a child. And they went beyond themselves naturally. Hashem said, you will also have your reality change. Reality will also change for you. Nature will change for you. This is what it means to give. This is what it means to be a Jew. And sharing doesn't just end with physical needs. It only begins with physical needs, but it doesn't end there. To care and to share also means that you want to share your Torah with other people. You want to share your love of Judaism with other people as well. So let this month be a joyous Adar, a month of giving and sharing in every way. And let's enjoy having the Shechinah in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, and the Jewish people.